Welcome to Pearls of Wisdom. This is a place where we dig deep into the scriptures. We look for guidance from the Word of God, because that's the greatest place of wisdom.
100%. The Word of God is the greatest place of wisdom. And here to share with us from the Word of God, as always, is Dr. Paul Coupe. Good afternoon and happy Monday.
Happy Monday. Happy Isaiah 43:19 Monday, as we have termed them. So, yes, yeah. It's another new week, another opportunity to do something, to be productive, to be fruitful, to learn something. You know, just come with a different approach on a Monday. Don't just come with, but just come with that aspect of, I want to learn something. What am I going to learn? And what am I also going to teach?
Yeah.
Be a vessel, be an instrument, be a conduit of bringing, you know, something new. So, yeah. We're excited.
We just wrapped up a conversation around worship last week.
Yeah.
Which was absolutely such a blessing. And since then, as always, I've been looking forward to what's next. What are we going to be learning next?
Well, today we're going to start a three-part, because I don't know why we do things in three. Z, can you? Z. Why three?
Why three,
Z?
Trinity.
Why three? Okay, because it rhymes with your name. So you need to tell me why. Why three, Z? Why three?
Because Z.
Because Z and three. I'm starting to feel like a rap artist. The Z with the three. Okay. So anyway, somehow God has got us doing these series, and he has them doing our series in kind of series of three. So we're doing another three-part series, and we're starting this series, like you said, last time we did worship, and we try to understand worship from a different perspective in terms of worship being a lifestyle, in terms of us being vessels of worship, in terms of how worship can benefit us. So I think everything is available on podcast. Is that right, Z?
100% on www.impactradio.co.za.
Yeah. So please, if you've missed, because I know I get a lot of messages, you know, from the peeps out there. And they're like, in fact, you know what? Last week I was at a prophetic leaders meeting. Yeah. And it was so interesting, because half of the people say, oh, we listen to you on Radio Impact. That's my special moment on Monday. So shout out to all our people out there. Thank you for the encouragement. Keep it coming.
Yeah.
Go to our Facebook pages and let us know how you've been impacted.
Yeah.
I think we also gave an invitation also to say, if there's something you want us to particularly maybe talk about, you're allowed to suggest. But
don't guarantee.
Yeah. Like you see this scripture we're talking about today, we have said that the scripture is not a suggestive scripture. It's not recommending, it's instructing us. So I want to say to our people, you're allowed to suggest, but not to instruct.
And you can do so on our WhatsApp line, 071-364-0376.
Right. So please suggest. Feel free even to go to my page, Facebook page. As I said, it's suggestive. It's a recommendation. We will see if the Lord leads us in that way, if we feel we are graced enough to do it, because sometimes I don't engage on a particular topic, not because you know, I want to put you down, or I've ignored you or undermined you, but just because I just feel I'm not particularly graced in that area. Because, you know, the Bible tells us we know in part. So anybody out there who's going to present themselves as Mr. or Miss or Ms.
Know-it-all,
I don't know, because the Bible says we know in part. The only know-it-all I know is our Father God, who's omnipotent, omniscient, you know, he's everywhere, he's all there, he's all-knowing, all-powerful. He's the only know-it-all that I know. So, so it may be because I'm not comfortable with the subject, or because I'm still kind of trying to chart make sure I'm fully aligned to what the scripture says, and I understand the context, because context is very important. So we don't put in our exegesis, which is our personal biases and opinions, and we make sure that we interpret the scripture accordingly using exegesis, which is really around making sure that it's properly interpreted. Yeah. So we're talking about occupy till I come. Of course, we know that scripture is taken from Luke 19. And if you read from verse 11 all the way down to 24, We know that this is a scripture that's one of the parables, and of course it deals with the parable of stewardship. And it's not the first time we see stewardship being talked about in the Bible. So that automatically tells you that God is concerned about stewardship. And so whatever we're given, we must know that there's an expectation by God that we handle it, we manage it within the given premises of stewardship that God expects us to manage it in. So in this scripture, he's specifically talking about occupation. And occupation, you can't occupy a little bit. There's a bigness about occupation. So when you occupy, you take up space. You can't occupy and not be felt. And, you know, there's a militant military kind of aspect to occupation. You know, we talk about military occupation. So if an army has occupied a territory, it means the enemy has no control. So occupation means that you're the one in control. I've been doing a series on possessing the gates, and I'm actually writing a book now on possessing the gates. So to possess means you're the one in control. When you possess the gates, it means you're the one who's determining how those gates are opened, how those gates are closed, all of that. And so you're in charge of the territory. So possessing the gates means you're in charge of the territory. Occupation also means the same. That you're in charge of the territory. There's a military aspect to the aspect of occupying. And so over these next couple of weeks, it's really going to be a challenge to say, are we occupying? First of all, consider that. Are you occupying? And where are you occupying? And what are you occupying? And then there's the aspect of how are you occupying? So if you're occupying, where are you occupying? The challenge is going to be to say, I think sometimes as the church, we only start to demonstrate or look like we're occupying on Sundays. Yeah. When we go to a service, it's like, yeah, now yeah, occupy. I'm occupying my bench, my seat in the church. You know, Usher, you're going to go report somebody. Usher, is somebody occupying my seat? Please remove them so I can occupy my seat. So listen to me, peeps. That's not what it's about. Occupation is not about you occupying a seat on a Sunday because you've just determined that that's your seat. I don't know who told you that that's your seat. I guess you just decided you're occupying it. That's not what occupation is about. Occupation is largely concerned with actually what you do beyond the Sunday. What do you do on Monday? What do you do on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday? You got 6 days there besides the Sunday to occupy. So what you do on those 6 days is really going to tell us whether you're occupying or not. So where you're occupying, go out there in your job in the marketplace. And we're going to focus specifically on occupying in the marketplace later. But where you occupy, we spend most of our time in the marketplace. And if you're not making a mark and occupying and making your presence felt and taking up space in the marketplace, I want to put it to you, as we say in law, that perhaps you're not occupying. So the where is very important. The what you're occupying with and the how we're doing it is very important. Usage of gifts, usage of resources, the resources that we are being given in our job, everywhere. That those are all been given to us. The minas that were given to these servants, they were given to them for a reason. Not for them to take those minas and just put them up somewhere on a wall and just say, ooh, today's my day to admire the minas. You, silver minna. Hey, I see you, girl. You shining good. Shine on, silver minna. Shine on. You the gold one. I see you. And bronzy, you better do some more shining, etc. Yeah. No. That's not what the minas are, to for us to put them up there and just admire them and just, you know, declare. So sometimes we do that with our talents. Sometimes we do that with our gifts. You know, we broadcast the gifts. I've got this gift. Oh, I got this. I could say, I could do all of this. But the question is, how are you occupying? How are you using that gift to occupy as an expression, as an expression of God's kingdom expression, a platform? You've been given a platform. So it's very, very important that we approach this and we understand that God is not suggesting the occupation. He's saying, I'm instructing you to do this. It's a word that's given to us at an individual level. It's a word that's given to us at a corporate level. I want to challenge us as family, at a family level. How are you occupying as a family? What is it that you only occupy? Is it only that every week you go out and occupy chisanyama? Maybe you're just occupying the meat spur. All you do, and it's good to relax. It's good to have fun as a family, but it's good to set agendas. It's good to set targets and goals as a family. You know, to sit down every year, and we're fast approaching the end of the Z. I don't know what happened to this year.
Literally.
I mean, I don't understand what happened to the year. So sit down, take time in December to sit down as a family and discuss and say, how are we going to occupy 2025 as a family? What targets are we going to set ourselves? You'll never be able to occupy without setting goals, without setting targets. So that's part of occupying. You'll just, you know, I've been teaching my daughter how to occupy financially. And, you know, because she has streams of income. So I taught her about streams, multiple streams of income. But I also taught her how to save and to set goals. To say, if you don't set goals, you'll not occupy. So the setting and establishing of goals and targets is very key. Otherwise, the end of the year, like we are in now, and you haven't set any targets, any goals, and you've occupied nothing because you had no goals. I mean, the Bible says, set a vision. Write the vision. Make it plain. Put it in front of you. Write it there. Keep it there so you're focused. You're not derailed. You're not distracted. So a great part of occupying will require that we write down that vision. We set the goals. We set the targets. We keep it in front of us as an individual, as a family, as a church, in the marketplace, as a team, whether you're an HR team, a communication team, etc. Set the goal as a radio station. This year, guys, this is what we're going to do. We're going to extend our borders and enlarge our tent and stretch out the tent pegs. And we want to go to different areas. We want to broadcast in new areas. That's all about occupying. And my prayer for you as Radio Impact is that God will give you that grace to occupy. You are such an excellent platform.
Amen.
And a media platform. So may you occupy Radio Impact.
Amen.
And extend your borders.
Sure. Dr. Pearl, it's always such a pleasure. What a challenging word. I absolutely love this. And thank you for touching even like on families as well. To
yeah.
say, hey, even yeah. on a family level.
Sure.
Let's go out and be effective in the kingdom of God. We'll catch up again next week.
Yeah, but yes, Kenako family, occupy. Hashtag, make that your hashtag.
Amen.